There is startling new research out tonight about football and head trauma, the largest study of its kind, reporting 99% of the brains of former NFL players tested were damaged. And doctors say it means brain damage is more common than previously thought and should be treated in its earliest stages. NBC's Rahima Ellis has more on one former player who's coping with what he says are signs of the disease.
Brian Price was a hard-hitting NFL defensive tackle who became a mild-mannered husband and father. A stark contrast to the disoriented man police encountered in April.
Do you want to just have a seat in my car if you're not sitting in the wet road?
At an auto parts store outside Ann Arbor, employees called 911, saying a man inside was agitated, turning over display cases. Police approached him in the parking lot, trying to calm him down, when out of nowhere, he went charging. Speed into the store's heavy plate glass doors. Price tells NBC affiliate WDIV he doesn't remember any of it.